Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I'm joined by Prairie du Chien City Administrator Chad Abram. We are talking about this past week's City Council meeting. So good morning, Chad. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, back-to-back weeks here with those getting everything squared away post-election with kind of screwed up the schedule a little bit.
Yes, sir.
So back on track a little bit. And the meeting that took place on Tuesday night, you guys talked about bids for new dump trucks.
So yes, the new dump truck, Cody, was approved in 23. And a anticipatory borrowing for the future. So this was for a dump truck, a fire truck, and the public safety center. And Nick is finally got the truck itself done from one company. So now we got to outfit the truck.
Gotcha.
So we went out for bids for outfitting the truck, and he only received one bid from Universal Truck Center. And that bid was approved, and that was for $139,796. That's with additional add-ons. So the base bid was about $132,000. So the add-ons that that Nick explained to the Finance Committee, because they met first on this and then the Common Council, was things of the future. There's like a monitor that the county uses now, and it monitors the road temperature. So as an operator of a plow, you monitor the road temperature, and that talks to a computer in your dump truck to allocate the amount of salt that's needed for that road.
All right.
So that saves on the salt,
mm-hmm.
Because we all know the salt prices are not going to be going down in the near future.
Right.
So, and then some additional safety features, lights, backup cameras. So the council was approved that by an 8-0 vote last night.
All right, very good. And then the wastewater treatment facility, the upgrade for that was also talked about.
Yeah, so in last summer or early spring, midsummer, Delta 3, who's our engineer for the wastewater treatment facility, presented a report to the Common Council about the upgrade and what is needed for the upgrade, and that was approved. Now we're to the point of, okay, let's start the engineering for this upgrade. This is a long process. When talking with Jordan Feuer from Delta 3 last evening, he told the council that the process from here now until the build is about 2 years. So we're talking about a build in 2027.
Okay.
So this is just the first step to get the engineering portion of it done. A lot of it's been completed already, but this is just finalizing it and then applying for certain grants. As most of the public knows, this has been reported already that we have been the wastewater treatment facility upgrade has some allocation funds from Congressman Van Orden's office that have been set aside, and that's in that process now, and it's following pretty much the same process that the Public Safety Center was. So we're hoping to hear sometime in March of next year, Cody, that we'll be receiving some funding towards this project, which would be great for the city and,
right.
and for the overall, I guess, water and our sewer user, because that's where the funds come from is the sewer charges that you get on your bill. That's a for-profit entity. That's, you know, they have a for-profit. They're not part of the general fund,
right?
Because you pay for your water, you pay for your sewer. Bridgeport and Prairie du Chien Township both pay are the same rates for water and sewer as city rates. The city taxpayers do. Sewer rates. Water is set by the Public Service Commission, so we don't have any action with the water. But it's going to be a great upgrade to the facility. It's going to be, once again, things for the future. It's going to change hauling sludge to put on fields to making sludge into cakes that farmers can come get and put on their fields themselves.
Perfect.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. We're talking with City Administrator Chad Abram, and you have your administrator's report as well.
Yeah. So just a few items. A lot of it was touched on last week because we only had a week in between meetings. But the Finance Committee did approve the 2025 budget that should be in the paper this week and next for the public hearing in December. The one thing that a lot of the public has probably saw this on social media is that Fort Fun is an older park, 27 years old. And there's some apparatuses at that park that are becoming dangerous. And we had one injury. The family was great to work with, very good to work with, and they told us exactly where this was. So we made the decision that we need to take some of these equipment offline or out of the circulation
right.
until we get the new stuff in. And as people know, Mike Wallace, our Park and Recs director, has formed a Fort Fun committee, and they're looking to fundraise, start fundraising next year. and we are striving to get an all abilities park similar to the one in Platteville.
Okay,
which I've seen. I've been there. I'm sure you have been.
Yep.
Wonderful park.
Beautiful. Yeah.
But it comes at a price tag, so mm-hmm. we're looking at raising some funds to help offset some of the costs.
Okay.
For that new park, so that was pretty big that I wanted to make sure I told that. The Public Works Department's got all the salt mixed today for winter roads because I think we have snow coming here shortly.
We're talking here on a Wednesday morning. There's snow flurries right behind you.
Yeah,
going right now.
Exactly. Yeah. It's snowing right now. You know. just a reminder of the parade on December 6th, followed by Jingle Mingle, and then. The wraps are on the lights in the downtown, and last week I was called a Grinch.
You were. I heard about Lori, that. Yeah, that's very mean of her.
You know, and we're not going to turn the lights on. Some of them were turned on the other night accidentally on the wraps, so I called Nick Gilbert's up, our superintendent, Public Works superintendent, and I said, hey.
Yeah, the Grinch called from the top of the mountain and said, get those lights off in Whoville down there.
Right? Yeah, and then just a reminder that City Hall is closed for Thanksgiving and the day after Thanksgiving.
All right, very good. Any closed session stuff to report?
Actually, yes, Cody. It was a great closed session. Myself and Nate Gilberts and Bob Standorf have been working with a business to develop in Prairie Bluffs Court.
All right.
And last night, the Common Council did approve and authorize myself and the city attorney to sign and close on the property with Pizza Ranch LLC.
Very cool.
At the old bank property.
All right.
So there was this has been a short process, but a long process. I met with Pizza Ranch, the owners of the build that are going to be building this, Bjorn and Max, this past summer, and toured the city, and they said, we want to come here. This is a great spot. We think it's a good fit. The biggest thing is they have to convince corporate, and because corporate likes a city's the size of 10,000 or more.
Okay.
So, you know, we were able to show him some statistics on the tourism in the summertime. I worked with Bob Moses from the Chamber. He kind of promoted us as well, and we were able to do it. The biggest thing that helped was the incentives that we have for the Neighborhood Investment Grant that we received, and we got an extension on that for a year now.
Okay.
So we got to the end of next year to allocate the funds, and what that does is the work that was just done for Mississippi Meats on the exterior, not the building itself, the inside or the building itself, but the exterior parking lot, all that, we're paying for that out of that grant.
Okay.
So we're able to pay for all of the parking lot, the water, sewer, stormwater, landscaping. We're able to pay for that for Pizza Ranch LLC, so that was a huge incentive as well. So it's a great addition to the city. I'm assuming and hoping it's going to promote additional business in that area. Talking with Nate Gilberts, the city planner, this morning. Him and I have a couple meetings in the next couple weeks, probably after deer season, because I'll be gone most of the week.
Right.
but first part of December with some other business looking to potentially develop. So it's great news for the city, great news for all that were part of this. It's a great addition, and I'm sure all the kids in Prairie du Chien as well as adults will enjoy Pizza Ranch. It's going to have the largest fun zone in Wisconsin. So that's a great place for kids to hang, where they say there's nothing to do on Friday nights or nothing to do after a football game. Go get some pizza, play some video games. We're really looking forward to it.
As somebody who grew up, Platteville had a Pizza Ranch when I was growing up. Great place to hang out. Great place to go. I loved it. So I'm excited that it's coming here. And then it was interesting you mentioned, too, they were looking for places with 10,000 plus people. But the fact that, you know, we have so many small towns so close to here that basically Correct. Funnel into town with the tourism as well. We're in an interesting place where we can get businesses that necessarily want to be in bigger markets. They can come here because they know of the influx of traffic and flow we have.
People. Workforce alone, the amount of people come traveling in to work here. You know, that's another key is housing. And we know that's our goal is to increase the housing stock. And we continue to work on that. Nate and I continue to work on the housing stock. But a lot of people commute into Prairie du Chien to work at the hospital, 3M, Truvant. And you get done at 5 o'clock at night. You don't feel like cooking. You're going to stop at Pizza Ranch and get a pizza or get some chicken to go. You
know? Right.
It is what it is. And I think it's a great sell. It's a great buffet for this area. It'll be great for all ages, seniors, adults, young children. It's nothing but positive for Prairie du Chien.
Awesome. Sounds like it was a very productive meeting for you guys on Tuesday night there. So, Chad, thanks for stopping by.
You bet.